With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. At U.S. military bases overseas, workers are going without pay.
As the U.S. government shutdown drags on, foreign workers that support U.S. troops at military bases in Europe are also feeling the impact. Labor unions say over 1,300 workers in Italy and roughly 360 workers in Portugal weren't paid in October. Angelo Zaccaria, a union coordinator at the Aviano Air Base, says there are workers struggling to pay their mortgages, to support their children, or even to pay the fuel to come to work. The jobs include food service, logistics, and maintenance, but also specialized roles. Some workers are direct hires, while others are employed by private contractors. In Spain, one union said a delay was resolved with help from the Spanish government. Germany is covering the salaries of some 11,000 civilians there, counting on being repaid once the shutdown ends. I'm Jennifer King.
NBA officials have been meeting with congressional staffers over the latest gambling scandal.
This comes after federal indictments of Miami guard Terry Rozier, Portland coach Chauncey Billups, and others last month. The meeting did not include NBA Commissioner Adam Silver or sitting members of Congress. Senators Ted Cruz and Maria Cantwell have requested information on the NBA's gambling policies and why Rozier was cleared to play after sportsbooks flagged betting patterns in a March 2023 game. Rozier was accused of conspiring to help associates win bets. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
A powerful earthquake rattled northern Japan this morning. The quake was a magnitude 6.9 and struck off the coast of the Iwate Prefecture. A tsunami advisory was issued but was lifted 3 hours later. King Charles led Britain's annual ceremony of remembrance for war dead in London this morning. Thousands of military personnel, veterans, and members of the public gathered for the somber ceremony at the Cenotaph War Memorial, as Big Ben told 11 a.m. This is SRN News. It's official. Barcelona's Sagrada Familia Basilica is the world's tallest church, now that a part of its central tower has been lifted into place. The masterwork of architect Antonio Gaudí now rises to 534 feet above the city, just beating out the tip of the spire of Germany's Ulmer Munster, which tops out at 530 feet. And the Sagrada Familia is still growing. The central tower of Christ that is rising from the top of the church will reach 564 feet when it is completed in coming months. New York's Jewish community, the largest in the U.S., is abounding with anxiety now that the city has its first Muslim mayor. Zoran Mamdani won over many liberal Jewish voters with vows to make the city more affordable and equitable, but he has alarmed others with harsh criticism of Israel, including assertions that the military campaign in Gaza amounts to genocide. The new mayor has also threatened to arrest Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel if he visits. This is SRN News. A jail sentence has been handed down for a 007 wannabe.
A British man who had aspirations of being James Bond has been jailed for 7 years for trying to spy for what he believed to be Russian intelligence service agents. Howard Phillips, who's 65, was found guilty in July for attempting to pass information about former Defence Secretary Grant Shapps to two men he believed were Russian agents. However, the agents were undercover British intelligence agents. Justice Bobby Chima Grubb told Phillips at his sentencing hearing at Winchester Crown Court that he was prepared to betray his country for money. The judge added that Phillips had a personality with narcissistic tendencies and an overblown sense of his own importance. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Today is Sunday, November the 9th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including bodybuilder and actor Lou Ferrigno. The Incredible Hulk is 74 years old. Country singer Chris Lane is 41. This is SRN News.